Second week, first day, a living prayer. There are times when the world seems to be whirling through dark clouds, and the situations in which we find ourselves from day to day are increasingly depressing. At such times, I find it necessary to rise before dawn and go up into the mountain, figuratively speaking, to pray alone. Never have the mist remained when I went into my closet for prayer and meditation, whether early or late. But the highest art of living consists of making prayer such a natural and continual expression toward God that it works itself into the muscles and the mind processes. Then every act of our daily lives reflects the love and joy of Christ's presence. Each day is no longer a fast filled with fear, but a feast filled with faith. There is no more monotony, for we live life as a poem or sonata in which every need harmonizes or synchronizes with its perfect fulfillment. To see in a sparrow's fall, or the closing of a door, or the change of a season, a part of the rhythm of eternal things, this lifts prayer above mere words and puts it in our eyes, our ears, our sense of touch. This takes prayer out of the meeting house and forms and special days and fills it with a fragrance of moors, the tang of mountains, the freshness of the seas. This creates the music and the poem in every soul that has eyes to see and ears to hear the eternal rhythms and harmonies. So little is accomplished by a flimsy, perfunctory 5 or 10 minute prayer. But absolutely no evil can stand before a 24-hour living prayer pouring from a surrendered soul. Everything Jesus had to say about the kingdom of heaven can be summed up in these words: give all that you have and all that you are to the Father. This is prayer in its highest, most perfect expression. This is the wedding of a soul to Christ. This is the feast of thanksgiving, which comes after a season of planting and tilling and gathering in the harvest. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. And he said to them all, "Any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself?"